Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rich Tillery, and I'd like to welcome all of you to Managing Safety. I'd like to also thank all of our supporters for Managing Safety that are out there in the audience today. And just going to hit on some stuff that we did last year for Sun and Fun, and that was the production studio had a bunch of guests on there, and during that time we had a huge storm come through, and I don't know if anybody read about it. I'm sure it made national news. It probably made international news, but kind of a big event to hit an air show, and they've changed some of the stuff that we have out there at Sun and Fun, and I'm going to be joined now by Logan Johnson. He's the senior forecaster for the National Weather Service in Tampa, Florida. Logan, welcome to Managing Safety.
Hi, Rich. Thanks for having me.
You know, the storm that we had back in 2011 was a pretty major event to hit to be specific. And these storms are, you know, kind of like, I understand, pretty isolated that they would come through an air show. What are the probabilities of something like that happening?
Well, you tell you what, they're pretty low. Like you mentioned, it is pretty isolated. I mean, storms cover a big area, but, you know, an individual tornado is pretty small. So for that to actually touch down right on the airport property and during the events is, you know, it's a pretty rare occurrence. Unfortunately, it happened last year, but fortunately, you know, we didn't have any serious, you know, fatalities or anything like that with the event.
Right. Now the reason why it's so important that we have some type of a notification and why we're bringing you on board for the Sun and Fun is to better enhance that storm awareness.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even though it is a rare occurrence, you know, that's not to say it couldn't happen again in the future. And, you know, with the nature of the event, we have so many thousands of people outside. You know, we have vendors, we have people flying airplanes, we have people camping there overnight. It's really pretty vulnerable to weather, not just tornadoes. I mean, we're also talking about, you know, strong winds or, you know, if it's very hot and humid, we could have issues with heat exhaustion. And, you know, it really runs the gamut. But the point is it's a very vulnerable event, and that's why we've teamed up with the Sun and Fun and Polk County Emergency Management to kind of, you know, take things a step further this year and increase our preparedness for severe weather.
Well, that's great. Yeah, because I know that there's all, you know, especially the vendors and stuff, they don't have very, I mean, most of the shelters that they're in are just little makeshift, put up real quick, take down real quick type stuff, not a lot of protection there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these guys that, some of the stuff that you guys are going to be putting into place, I mean, tell us a little bit about that. Are you guys going to have a forecast or some kind of satellite system set up right there at Lakeland Linder Airport?
Well, what we're going to be doing this year is the first step in the process was we went with emergency management and you know, other first responders, police and fire from the area, and there was a organizational meeting with Sun and Fun last year, and we kind of helped them go through a scenario. You know, severe weather is hitting. What do you do? And from that, we really helped them to develop a severe weather preparedness plan. That's something that's going to help in the event of it covers all different kinds of weather that could potentially affect the event. So that was the first step. And then we've worked with them on what's known as a Storm Ready Supporter Program. And that's just a program that we offer, and a lot of you know, private businesses or universities or schools or really anybody can be involved in this program. And they are actually the first air show to be involved in this program. And
oh, wow.
That helps them to develop a severe weather plan. It helps them to come up with contingencies. It helps them to determine who's going to be monitoring weather information and also what they're going to do in the event of bad weather threatening. And what we're also going to be specifically doing this year is we are going to be supporting the Polk County Emergency Management and the emergency responders by being a part of the Emergency Operations Center that's present at the Sun and Fun. And through that, we're going to help the emergency responders, especially in the event of severe weather threatening, helping them to be able to you know, take care of public safety. And that's our main goal, is protecting lives and protecting property.
That's great. Now, How many people do you have on your staff that are going to be part of this event? I know it's going to be more than just you.
Right, right. We have about 15 people here, meteorologists, and it's really going to be a total team concept. We'll have maybe only, one person in the Emergency Operations Center with the emergency management officials, but everybody who's back here at the office on shift is also going to be a part of this as well. So, back here we'll be monitoring things, and on site we'll be providing safety information to those emergency responders. So really, it's going to be all of our meteorologists are going to be involved in this process one way or the other.
Okay. Now, are you guys going to be putting together, as far as the meetings go, I know that Sun and Fun, when they're way out in advance, we're talking like November, December, they start having their first meetings about, how the event's going to take place, and the bulk of that is, here's how the people are going to flow through, is how parking's going to be, or how this is where these guys are going to be set up, how the aircraft will be parked. Now, do you guys are you an integral part of that? This year, as far as those staff meetings?
Yeah, we were a part of that organizational meeting, and again, that was not just the people that run the Sun and Fun, but we had a lot of fire and police and rescue and emergency managers there as well, and their goal is to help in the planning process, and they're helping Sun and Fun plan for other non-weather related emergencies, and our participation this year with the emergency managers was to help them prepare for those severe weather related things. So as far as anything outside of severe weather, we were really just worried about helping with public safety. So that's where we are, and we know there's a special focus on there are a lot of people that camp there overnight. So that's certainly a vulnerability, and that's something that some of the scenarios that we help the emergency management officials go through, what will happen if severe weather threatens at 2 o'clock in the morning and you've got thousands of people in tents. And that's something we want everybody to be thinking of and planning for months in advance. And I think it's also worth noting that Sun and Fun is such a well-run organization, and their president has just been tremendous. He's been very proactive, and they've really made a commitment to guest safety by being involved in this process for the Storm Ready Supporter Program.
That's great. Logan, I got to take a quick break. We'll be back in a second. Folks, stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this message.
Now, let's rejoin Rich Tillery and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
And welcome back, everyone. For those of you that are just tuning in, I'm speaking with Logan Johnson. He is the Senior Forecaster for the National Weather Service. And just before the break, Logan, we were talking about your involvement now with Sun and Fun, and how the weather forecast is making the Sun and Fun now a storm ready supporter in the United States, the first air show to ever have this type of thing. Let's talk a little bit about some lessons learned from last year's storm that basically precipitated what we're doing now. How do you, in your opinion, how do you think that was anything that you guys, if you were already in place, could have either helped or anything during that time?
Sure. And that was certainly one of the driving forces behind this, because nobody wants an event like that to happen. But it did happen, and we've got to learn from it and use that to make things better in the future. And, I think the main thing to note is that, they did a pretty good job out there with what they had last year. I mean, you've got to remember their communication systems were down. Cell phone towers were down.
Oh, yeah.
Very difficult situation for those people on the ground. Of course, we're very fortunate no one lost their lives. And, of course, it could have been a lot worse than it was. What will happen in a similar event, if that were to happen this year, we're there with the emergency managers. We're monitoring radar. We're keeping our emergency responders aware of the possibilities. We are able to say things like, in an hour or so there's going to be severe weather threatening this area, and our emergency responders can then adjust their personnel as they need to do so. They can make those preparations, and the Sun and Fun will take the advisement of the emergency officials, and they'll adjust their events, they'll make announcements, they'll let people know. So the important thing is that nobody's going to be caught unaware by severe weather. Our emergency responders are just a key part of this, and we're going to really be keeping them aware, supporting them for the safety of everyone involved.
That's great. You guys, I know that what people are really looking for is really safety, and anybody that's that was part of the event last year, we hope it doesn't scare them off. And I think with this in place, that we should get a pretty good turnout again in years to come. Now, this will be a permanent addition to the Sun and Fun, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And as you mentioned, it's certainly going to be a nice peace of mind for everyone involved, knowing that the Sun and Fun has been so proactive and is so committed to the safety of their guests. And you'll be able to see when you come into the event this year, the signs will be up, the Storm Ready Supporter signs. And that's just a visible reminder that the Sun and Fun has plans in place to deal with severe weather in the future.
That's great. Now, is this just going to be something that just pops in all of a sudden this year, or do you guys have a planned ceremony or anything to activate the program?
Yeah, we sure do. The Sun and Fun officials, they've just finished up everything. It's been approved by the Storm Ready Board. They are approved for their designation as Storm Ready Supporter. And, coming up next week on February 16th, we're going to be having a ceremony. And that's where we're going to meet with the officials, and we're going to have emergency management there. And we'll do a little press conference. Just want people to be aware of how important this is and just how much of a commitment they are making towards their guest safety.
That's great. Now, the obviously Sun and Fun will now have links to your stuff on their website when they advertise Sun and Fun. Are you guys going to be linked in there so they can kind of check up on the weather and stuff? Are they just going to let you guys do your own thing?
Well, more or less the way that it works is when we're on site there, we're not really there for the Sun and Fun itself. We're there for the emergency responders. So that's our main goal, is we are focused on the public safety. And what the Sun and Fun chooses to do with weather information, I mean, they have relationships with private weather companies, and that's fine. Our goal is just to help keep people safe. So they do have a link with us through the Storm Ready Supporter Program, and every 2 or 3 years we're going to be out there helping them to review their severe weather safety plans and kind of evaluate their storm shelters and things like that.
That's great. Well, look, Logan, in closing, are you going to the show this year? Are you going to be out there on the site?
I will be there, and I will be on site with the emergency managers and, helping them to keep everybody safe.
Where are you guys located out there? Are you located on the tower side, on the far side of that airport, on the other side of the Sun and Fun Shore show?
Yeah, it's kind of on the west side and just south of the main runway there.
Okay. And of course, this is only temporary for the show. You guys are still going to be hard housed over in Tampa, right?
That's right. Yeah, and what we do is we are here at the Tampa office. We are a part of emergency response pilot, which is part of the National Weather Service's goal for what we call the Weather Ready Nation. And part of that is we're going to be supporting emergency managers and emergency responders during lots of big events to help them with public safety. So that's our goal now in the Weather Service, is what we call the Weather Ready Nation, and that's preparedness on all levels of society.
That's great. Sounds good. Logan Johnson, everybody, Senior Forecaster for the National Weather Service. Logan, I appreciate you being on the show today.
All right, thank you, Rich. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, and guys, once again, Sun and Fun, the air show is going to be the Storm Ready Supporter, and is the first air show in the United States to have a Storm Ready support staff, the guys like the Logan Johnson. Logan, I appreciate everything, and guys, I appreciate everybody out there tuning in to Managing Safety. Thank you very much for being here. I'm Rich Tillery, and we'll see you next time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.